By July 1795, the Swiss agency was up and running, encompassing a web of agents surrounding and within France and providing lines of communication from Paris to royalists throughout Europe. Two agents of the Swiss agency were Joseph Gaillard and Louis Bayard, the notorious Scarlet Pimpernel, Frenchmen who proved to be extremely effective spies for Britain. To succeed, these men relied on false identities and multiple aliases, all designed to keep their real identities secret. Wickham developed plans to restore France to a royalist government with the Bourbon Prince de Condé as its monarch. The success of the Swiss agency inspired Wickham to create a similar network in Paris, mainly to facilitate easier and speedier communications with the royalists inside France. Out of this work, he created the Paris Agency. French agents gave Wickham accurate intelligence about the developments inside the revolutionary government, and they provided direct links to a large royalist army in the Vendée. The Paris Agency had secret agents who managed to influence elections within France through propaganda and to suborn commanders of troops in the Paris area. Wickham, meanwhile, provided substantial British support with information and money for the Royalist Army. Wickham assured his agents in Paris, "As to myself, you may rely upon what I say when I assure you that I consider myself wholly devoted to his, King Louis's, cause in everything that is not inconsistent with what I owe to my own sovereign and my own country." By 1795, it seems, the British had become the greatest supporters of the restoration of the Bourbon throne in France. British efforts brought about an organized royalist rebellion on October 5th, 1795, when 30,000 troops that had never seen battle were led by General Denikin to the Tuileries, where they were repelled by a single round of grape shot from a cannon. Louis had not even had the chance to cross the Rhine River before the Restorationist army had been dispersed. And by June of 1796, Britain had given up all hope of reestablishing any absolute monarchy in France. Wickham, therefore, shifted his emphasis toward utilizing his webs of agents to attempt to create a constitutional monarchy in France. Nearly a year later, in 1797, top Republican leaders contacted Wickham that they were willing to give up their positions in exchange for huge sums of money and a guarantee that they would never be charged with regicide. Wickham was unable to unite the royalists to secure the funds or the pardons, and this entire plan came to naught. But it did show the increasingly cynical Wickham that Louis XVIII and the Bourbons were more interested in letting the Republican Directorate remain in power as a weak apparatus that they believed could be overthrown than they were in establishing a constitutional monarchy like the one in England that would be permanent and strong. Louis XVIII, it seems, had not given up on his own dream of restoring an absolute monarchy in France.